Hello and welcome from me, John Hoyle, and my co-reader Lynette Edwards to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today we have edition number 2270, recorded on Thursday the 25th of April. We'll be reading part one of our weekly recording. We have news articles taken from the evening news, some letters to the paper, and Ian Robertson will read a couple of features. The first one on this part of the recording about the work being carried out to improve Norwich Castle. First of all, we're pleased to welcome new listeners. We hope you enjoy our recording. Now, here is Lynette to kick off our first set of news items.
Hello. A regular feature of Summer in the City has for some years been the Sculpture Trail. This year is no exception as the Go-Go Safari Trail is announced. We also have news of another summer event as the renovation of Norwich Cathedral organ is celebrated with a festival. On a more sober note, we hear that the costs of electing a new style mayor for the county are escalating, and meanwhile the current leader of the county council is re-elected unopposed. First, however, it seems that Wensum Lodge, for so long an education and leisure centre for the city, is up for sale. Norwich's Wensum Lodge is up for sale after a failed campaign to keep the former adult education centre in the community. Local groups had until early April to come up with bids to take over the city centre building, which has provided adult learning courses since the 1960s. But after no formal offers were made, the King Street venue is now on the market. The future of the building has been up in the air since Norfolk County Council's Conservative-controlled cabinet voted last summer to close the centre, paving the way for its potential sale. The council said courses being taught at the lodge would be moved online, with many already being taught virtually. But following a petition signed by more than 3,000 people, plus a protest at the lodge, the venue was declared an asset of community value, giving local groups a grace period to come up with bids to buy the site.
A new partnership has been launched with two animal attractions ahead of the next Go-Go Sculpture Trail hitting the streets of Norwich and Norfolk. Break, the charity which organises the popular trails, has partnered with the Zoological Society of East Anglia, ZC. ZC, the conservation charity behind Banham Zoo and Africa Alive, will be the principal partner for Break's Go-Go Safari Sculpture Trail. Scheduled for summer 2025, the Go-Go Safari Trail will introduce five African savanna animals. Gorillas, elephants, lions, giraffes and rhinos will appear across the county. The trail will also involve a learning and community programme where groups will have the chance to decorate smaller giraffe sculptures.
A historic organ's return will be celebrated with a summer festival. Norwich Cathedral's Organs Reborn will be held between July the 6th and 14th, commemorating the first year after the organ's ambitious rebuild project. The cathedral hopes to recruit 24 volunteer festival stewards to help manage the event and provide a warm welcome to attendees. The festival will include performances by three cathedral choirs, the BBC Singers and Britten Symphonia under Battle of the Organs. Volunteers will be required for three events throughout the festival and applicants must be over 18 years old. The deadline for application is May the 13th. All volunteers will receive induction and training before the event, and further roles may be available post-festival.
The election of a controversial new mayor-style leader for Norfolk in 2025 will cost almost £200,000, it has emerged. Under the terms of a county deal which would see a transfer of some powers from Whitehall to Norfolk County Council, the authority would get a new directly elected leader, voted for by the public. The public will go to the polls to vote for the leader in May next year, after the council decided to push back the process, with the election having initially been mooted for this year. The deal includes an investment fund of £20 million a year for 30 years, control of the £12 million budget for adult education, and £7 million for brownfield development.
The leader of Norfolk County Council has been re-elected to steer the Conservative group at County Hall. Kay Mason Billig didn't face any challenges for her position as leader of the 54-strong Conservative group when it held its annual general meeting. Mrs. Mason Billig became the leader of the Conservative group in April last year and leader of the council the following month. She said, "I'm delighted to have been re-elected by my colleagues and I'm humbled by their support in showing their confidence in me. We now look forward to continuing with our positive agenda for Norfolk, delivering our manifesto promises and guaranteeing this council is run in a financially prudent way for our taxpayers, in order to provide the best possible services to all of our residents in Norfolk." She said the Conservatives would continue to grasp opportunities to boost Norfolk.